Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. Wednesday, November 24th, our final show ahead of Thanksgiving. Danny's at the beach. I'm in our Half Street studios. We got Darris and Ryan at the controls. We are happy to have you with us, and we got a huge show planned. John Carlson of the Capitals, who play tonight, 325. We will talk to him about their game and their six wins in regulation in their last eight games played. Daron Payne, the defensive tackle who is shining in Jonathan Allen's shadow up front for Washington over these last couple of wins. He'll stop by at 5 o'clock, so make sure you're listening then as we get to the bottom of what this defense is doing better. And our buddy Logan Paulson watched all the film from a massive win in Charlotte. He joins us at 6 o'clock tonight. Daniel, how are you?
Oh, splendid today. We are 24 hours away from the greatest thing our country, our year has to offer. The job of the portly gent is to sit down and consume the deliciousness. Watching football interrupted with the best meal that there is. And then you go back to watching football. You're in the morning, you're tasked with watching the children, keeping them out of the way of the open flame or the oven or this microwave or that station. I get it. Once our job is done, noon kickoff, let's go Lions. Actually, let's go Bears in this case because I want Ryan to dress in a clown suit for yesterday's show. But it's the best, man. It is the absolute best. Quick about this morning, just real quick for your pal down here at the beach. One of my youngest son's classmates is staying with his family like three streets down. They had a play date this morning, running around on the beach, just digging. And I'll never get why little kids love like digging stuff in the sand, just rakes and little shovels and just putting sand into buckets. But they did it for 3 hours this morning. It was fantastic and awesome. I had to do nothing. An outstanding day for your guy.
I don't think this will surprise you because there are very few things. When you're in a marriage like ours for as long as ours has gone on, there aren't many times where you find something out that you didn't see coming. Uh-huh. I don't know that we've ever specifically talked about beaches. I hate being in sand. Absolutely despise it. Now,
yeah, I know that.
I go to the beach, and I sit in a chair, and I get into the water, and I come back, and I sit in a chair. But like having to potentially walk in my bare feet on sand, problematic. The idea of ever having to sit there on the actual ground in the sand and like dig, gross to me. But when I was a kid, I used to dig for those little sand crabs all the time. Were they doing that move?
Yeah.
Well, or were they more like making a castle?
Yeah, it was in between castle and just pile. They just wanted different piles of sand. They moved sand from one pile to another, dumped it out, and did it again for hours. Because you know those little sand crabs, those little digging crabs that come in with the tide, you know, you're not really doing that when it's 45 degrees out and the water's even colder. You know, like they're not really running around in and around the water, which we would do in the summertime. But yeah, I knew that about you in the sand because you're a big texture guy. Stuff like that matters to you. You know, like you don't like breakfast pastries unless you can rub them on your face, which is your French toast theory.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you don't like pancakes because you can't rub them on your face, but you could rub French toast on your face. And that's always your argument for why French toast, incorrectly, by the way, but you always say it's superior. But
I think you've conflated that just a little bit. I think it's slightly botched.
No. But it's your crazy reasoning, right? You think French toast is better than pancakes because you can rub French toast on your face. Now, you never would because French toast is wet bread, and you say you don't like wet bread. But sand, I could see how that would just bother you. The idea that sand might touch you would be so uncomfortable for you.
I'm pretty pumped about 225 today. 19 minutes from now, our second annual Thanksgiving draft.
This gets heated.
Last year, got off the rails a little bit, I will say. Danny was really mad at me. In fact, he didn't talk to me over the holiday break until we came back into the studio. And even then, it was kind of awkward for a couple days.
It was icy.
Yeah, on the
show. It was
icy
in the studio. Mm-hmm.
Why, you ask? What did I do that was so outrageous? How did I offend him so personally to his core? Well, I correctly drafted bread rather than specifying the type of bread that I was drafting. And so what we're going to do for this draft, we're going to include our producers, Darris and Ryan, as two of the four teams. There will be four rounds. So it's going to be slim pickings toward the end. We might have to get creative. I don't know that there are 16 foods worth being drafted, to be completely honest with you, on the Thanksgiving table. But we're going to go four rounds. You got to go even number of rounds for snake draft purposes. 16 foods will get chosen. Again, this is coming up at 225. Because there are 16 picks that need to be made, I think bread this year probably does have to be kind of differentiated into various types of bread. But if you want to continue last year's trend that I set as bread just as the end-all be-all, and it's a potential pick at 1-1, perfectly fine with that. But we should probably get that out of the way now so that there's not another knockdown, drag-out fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this year if I get the first pick, I'll just select food, and then no one will have any picks. Or I'll select solid matter, you know? I still think it's the most outrageous thing that was allowed to go on. And what happened on the show with our producers, anytime my dander would get up, anytime I was slightly inconvenienced or perturbed, it never became about what was right anymore. It became about trolling me. And so, of course, Brendan and Thom, both of whom are nice people generally but have dark hearts when it came to this, just decided to side with you and just make it this outrageous thing where, like, no one could draft stuffing or cornbread.
No, that's not true.
Biscuits or anything else.
Stuffing got drafted. No, this was just like all types of bread as a addition, like dinner rolls or cornbread. But stuffing was still drafted. Things with bread in it still got drafted. It was specific to like a side of bread that you would pull out of a basket and put onto your plate.
I'll pick first and I'll take food, and then we'll enjoy the rest of the draft.
You already used that joke. You don't get to recycle.
Just outrageous.
I'm still
outrageous.
I'm mad that you were mad. Like, you're mad at me, which is fine still. I'm mad that you got mad. So we're even, I think.
We're not even. It will never be even until everybody writes me a letter and they address it and they could say that they're writing from Bethesda, okay? And they write it and send it to me in the mail saying everything that I said was correct and everything everyone else said was wrong and admitting that it was just to troll me and just apologizing, heartfelt apologies. And I want it sealed with tears. That's how the envelope should be sealed.
It's not going to happen. 3 o'clock, we'll preview all three of the games tomorrow in detail, including suddenly the most important of them. The genius of this bet that we made with Ryan, which weirdly he came up with, even though he potentially gets very little out of it if he wins and a bad situation out of it if he loses. So it's very odd that he came up with it, but whatever. I'll digress. That Bears-Lions game would have been the dud of the day. There was nothing interesting about that game. Now, it's football, and I love football, so I would have watched every play. That now becomes the Super Bowl for me tomorrow. I didn't even want the Bears to win, Daniel. I wanted the Lions to go up and down the field, Dan Campbell style, run it 600 times, rush for 400. It's their big day. It's Thanksgiving in Detroit. Go Lions. Don't have a season where you don't win a game, please. Now, it's all Andy Dalton all the time for me, bro. We need the Bears to make plays. And I would have rooted against them so hard, but now I just want to see Ryan in a clown suit. I think he'll be the cutest clown I've seen in a long time.
He'll be precious and adorbs. I generally root against bad process when I don't have a dog in the fight. Like, I obviously root against the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants indiscriminately. That's easy, simple to do. But when I don't have a dog in the fight for a team, I root against a bad process. And I think what Chicago has done is a very bad process. They've got kind of a dead man walking head coach, and they're stunting the development, in my opinion, of their first-round draft pick, Justin Fields, by having him with a guy that's eventually going to get fired. It's a terrible recipe. We saw it here in Washington, right? I now am a huge fan of the Chicago Bears, and I love the idea that Andy Dalton's taking the snaps. Just give it to Darnell Mooney so much. I want to see David Montgomery downhill. Oh, I covet it. Let's go, Bears. Let's go.
We want Matt Nagy to have a game so impressive on the sideline.
That's right.
Offensively, that he keeps his job the rest of the year. Some random website reported that he's going to get fired after this game, which is the weirdest thing I've ever seen for a couple reasons. Number one, I never really go with this stuff until one of the, I hate to say it this way, but like the adults in broadcast journalism get involved. But also, the Bears came out right away and shot it down. Why would you already be telling people he's fired after this? And I'm not saying there's no way that it happens. Like, if they lose to the Lions, you have an extra few days to prep for your upcoming game. Okay, maybe you blow him out at that point. But I have a hard time believing that, A, they decided this days before the game, and B, they're going to tell a kind of nondescript media person about it.
This is one of the things that drives me crazy about modern, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if it's journalism
or it's not journalism.
Or otherwise. Yeah,
it's,
I don't know what this,
tweeting,
whatever you want to call it.
It's not report. I guess it would be reporting, but if it's, you know, people, my annoyance, as you know, is people that say when someone says something, they reported it, which it's a difference. Did they suggest something? Are they giving an opinion? Are they reporting? This was an actual report from just a publication or a person that doesn't break a lot of news. So they might well be right. We'll see after the game, but I'm just not buying it. That's all.
Yeah, but of course, if they're not right, no one will remember. But if they are right, they'll get, you know, super irritated that not everybody took it seriously.
Good point.
You know, it's the thing that drives me crazy about this process is the, because we're so starved for news, it's 24/7, 365 all the time. We always want something. To this league is such a juggernaut. It now has turned their player selection process into a 6-month event and everything else. We know how good the league is. It's the gift that keeps on giving. But because of that, you get the, this might happen, from the reporter. How am I, regular peon idiot, just a boob that commutes to work and is, you know, so happy to have a job, how am I supposed to distinguish between real reports, this might happen reports, when it's all given the same gravity, the same amount of seriousness on the talking head shows and otherwise, where we go, we're hearing that this may be a thing, or they may be upset, or they may, what does that mean? It's either is an event or it's not. I know I sound like an old man shaking his fist at the sea. I miss the day when someone was not fired and then they were fired and we heard about the firing. Not the rumblings, not the it's possible, not that someone is disgruntled or on the outs or some sort of dramatics. We don't know. It's all conjecture. It's all somebody sort of semi off the record, semi on. It's this gray area that doesn't help anybody, to be perfectly frank. And it drives me nuts. And there's so many people, and you could probably figure out who they are just by following them on Twitter, who dine out on this and have made a career of it. And I can't stand it. Back to you.
Yeah, we're eating out of the same bowl of ice cream. They gave us two spoons, and we're clanking spoons every now and then, going at the same time to get a little bit out, which is awkward. But you know how I feel. I'm in lockstep with you on this. And just as a general rule, I think when you hear something, if it's from somebody that you're not familiar with or an outlet that you're not familiar with, no big deal. They could still be right. But I always just kind of wait for some of the usual suspects to get involved, because they can very quickly confirm things with teams. And if they're not doing it, sometime it can be pretty telling. All right, let's get into the games tonight in town. We'll work our way to the countdown to Seattle on Monday Night Football for the Washington football team. But you got two games today, including the Wizards at the Pelicans, 8 o'clock tip-off, and the Capitals at home at 7 o'clock as they look to make it 7 wins in their last 9 games. They've got points, 13 of them out of 14 possible points in their last 8 games. They've been great, 6-1-1. They're back home tonight. They're taking on a team that's not particularly good in Montreal. And they got a goalie who's white hot right now. Ilya Samsonov was named the number 2 star of the week this past week after back-to-back road shutouts, something that hadn't happened for the Capitals in the net in 33 years for any goalie that they've had. He had 56 saves. He's gone over 151 minutes without giving up a goal on the year, Danny. He's now down to a 2.1 goals against and a .924 save percentage. He's been awesome. A lot of it's the defense in front of him. Let's just be real. I mean, they've got 4 shutouts as a team through 20 games, and they're playing great. This is the 3rd time in franchise history they're 20 games into their season, and they've suffered fewer than 4 regulation losses. So this is a hockey team that's playing well, a defense in front of goalies that are limiting opportunities. But he's also been very sharp, and I'm excited for their chance to get a couple points. Normally the building's hopping the night before Thanksgiving.
So let me ask you this, my friend. The Samsonov thing, is it finally happening? Because remember, he was the plan. That was the guy. right? And we've gone through some bumps and some weird, you know, the Davy Martinez bumpy roads. Are we at that beautiful place where he is finally realizing, oh, yeah, I'm immensely talented. I'm the most talented goaltender in this organization that has been amazing, for the record, at developing goaltenders. Pretty much a quarter of the league's goal, these numbers approximate, came through this Washington Capital system. Do you think he's finally turning that corner to being that stud goaltender we've all dreamed of?
So my cop-out answer is, let me see a little bit more before I go hard in the paint with an answer. It looks like it. But I would also tell you, he's had stretches like this where he's been great. I think by and large,
that is true.
He's played at a really high level. It's been injuries a couple of times, like away from the ice during the lockout. Remember, he got hurt on like a ATV or something strange that happened. He had COVID issue last season. So it's been more, I think, bad luck that he's been off the ice and then whoever's replaced him. And more recently, it's been Vanacek's been really good. But I think you're seeing it, man. I mean, he was the highest upside, kind of the highest ceiling guy they had, and he's playing at that level. When you become a second star in the NHL for a week, you're doing something right. Over to the other team that calls Capital One Arena home, the Wizards on the road tonight against the Pelicans. I'm not going to hot take this too hard. They just have to win this game, though. I didn't realize how bad the Pelicans were. They stink.
Yes, they do.
I watched them and the Wizards the other day, and I knew they had a bad record, but I thought, oh, they're pretty competitive. Remember, Washington had to storm back to win that game 105-100. Spencer Dinwiddie led the way with 27. But having seen a little bit of them last night, they're still three for the season in the win count at this point. You just got to beat them. I think they lost by 14 to the Timberwolves when I was watching in the last couple of evenings. They've lost 4 out of 5. But if we're going to do what we want to do, which is be a top five or so team in the East and be in position to make a run come the playoffs, let's just handle New Orleans tonight, please.
Got to have those. And, you know, you're going to end up going through stretches like they just went through, where you lose 3 or 4 to, you know, good Miami team. And Charlotte's pretty good this year. That middle part of that Eastern Conference, with Chicago off to a blistering start, the Knicks are still a force to be reckoned with, defending champs, the Bucks are in the 7th seed right now at 10-8. Everybody's pretty decent right in there. You're going to go through some ups and downs. Everyone's got to harvest their nuts, Eddie Jordan style, against the dregs of the league, and New Orleans without Zion is absolutely that.
Be quick here because we only have a minute, but you asked me a question about Sammy, and I want to kind of do the same thing with you about your Wiz and Beal. Beal's only averaging 23 points, which is actually a really nice total, but compared to last year, down. I think he's been better as a rebounder and better at creating and assisting this year. Now, statistically, it checks out. He's got a career high with a little over 5 rebounds per, and he's tied for his career high, a little over 6 assists per game right now. But do you see it that way, the way that they built the roster, where it's less shooting, scoring, kind of ball domination from Beal, and more he's doing a lot of other things?
It's just less responsibility. I mean, just look at the usage rate. Look at the number of field goal attempts per game. It's down. He's down basically 3 shots per game. Well, it doesn't seem like much. That's a pretty decent amount, right? And then you look at the free throw attempts per game have gone down by that similar amount. That tells you kind of the full story, where the ball's not just in his hands. It's not just stopping and sticking, and he's the guy that's trying to do everything. You know, kind of play, make, score, you know, kind of everything they're in. He's able to distribute a little bit. He's able to take a back seat and be a true shooting guard instead of kind of this all things at all times. But the only thing that's alarming is his turnovers have actually gone up by a full turnover per game. And that's anecdotal. You can remember some of those moments where he's going one-on-one, double team comes, and he's lost some basketballs. That and his shooting inefficiency, you know, haven't really been there. So the scoring is down, but everything else, to your point correctly, I think, has gone up as he's had more energy to do things at both ends.
Yeah, three-point percentage down as well. I mean, there's a couple things I'm not thrilled about. I actually was texting our show chain, I think it was, the other night, and I said over-under, you know, 1.5 turnovers for Beal in these last 5 minutes. And as soon as I hit Sandy at his first and his second came moments later, it's almost become clockwork. I think he'll get out of that. It's a little bit of a rut that he's in at this point, but he's doing a lot of things really well. There's a lot on his plate, and he handles it generally, like you're going to handle Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, which is to pummel it and to feel good about it after the fact. Speaking of Thanksgiving, the second annual, very controversial at times. In fact, 100% of the time so far. Thanksgiving dinner draft on Grant and Danny is next. Everybody find a seat and get comfortable. Because we got to find 16 foods here. We're going 4 rounds deep on G&D next. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, and we are getting ready for the second annual Thanksgiving Day Foods Draft, one day ahead of the most wonderful and lovely day on the calendar. Daniel is at the beach. I'm in D.C. Our producers are here with me. The four of us, Ryan and Darius, have picks as well. We'll be building four food rosters. This is a four-round draft. There will be 16 foods chosen. Now, I understand that 16 foods don't deserve to be chosen. Someone's going to have to hope that a fourth-round sleeper makes a play or two this year. That's all I can say. Danny, did you do your draft prep? Have you been at the combine? Have you scouted properly? Are you ready to go?
I have, you know, a lot of experience here in this area as I've eaten, well, quite frankly, more food than all you other guys. I have been doing this for longer on this planet. I've had more Thanksgivings than you all. It's not bragging. It's just true. I am the eldest here, and I've defiled myself many, many times over. So, yes, I have done my scouting. I have got a great draft board, and I'm going to stick to my board.
I'm looking right now at random.org. It's a website where you can put a list of things in and hit a button, and it randomizes for you. So this is how we'll get our draft order, if you will. So I'm going to hit this button, not once, not twice, but a third time, and our four names are being scrambled. And the draft order is, with the first pick in the 2021 Thanksgiving draft will be Ryan Clary. The second pick, very happy to be owning that pick, I got to be honest. That's about where he wanted to be. That's the catbird seat, I believe. The third pick goes to Danny, and unfortunately, Darius, you have the fourth pick. Now, because it's a snake draft, this could benefit you. Ryan's going to get two of the best eight items on his plate on Thanksgiving. Darius is going to have two items before anybody else does, so there is a benefit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Happy drafting, boys. Good luck to everyone. Are there any questions as we set some ground rules? Does anything need to be determined before we get started, Danny?
Yeah, we just can't name solid matter and have that encompass like everything else. You got to be specific about the actual dish.
You know, Danny. What I
mean? You can't just say things that exist in our universe and then the draft is over.
Ryan, you guys have had a long time to put your board together. Mm-hmm. I believe the pick is in, Darius.
Correct. With the first overall pick in the 2021 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Food Draft, the Detroit Clary select gravy.
Of course, Detroit's ruined a pick. You went gravy 1-1, guy?
Yes, you can put gravy on every single thing on that plate. That thing is the Taysom Hill of meals.
Well, you're the Matt Millen of drafts, okay? Danny, he just took gravy 1-1.
Well, you know, talk about a reach pick here. Gravy is a condiment. It's a very good side. Sometimes it can be lumpy. Some people put chicken stock. Some people do vegetable stock. Either way, it is a nice side dish, but it's an overreach here. Boom, this pick is going to be available round three, possibly even round four. You can always find gravy on a plate. You can always find it later on in the draft. A huge reach here, and it's why Detroit, quite frankly, is always picking at the top of the draft, Boom.
All right, I've got the second pick. So I think I'm ready to go. The pick is in. With the number two pick, and in actuality, the number one best food pick of the 2021 Thanksgiving Day Grant and Danny draft, I'll be selecting mashed potatoes. I'd like to get a breakdown on mashed potatoes, please, from Shannon Sharp.
Skip, the most important thing here is when potatoes are made fresh, there's going to be butter. Sometimes there's going to be sour cream. Sometimes they're seasoned inside. But all the most important thing is, Skip, that there's love. If you put infatuation and amorous attention inside the mashed potatoes, they're going to come out delicious. Lumps equals love, Skip. That's a fantastic pick. Maybe a bit of a reach, but some people who love mashed potatoes, Grant Paulson, give you an example. He cried on the floor of his mama's kitchen when the mashed potatoes that were left over were given away to a neighbor. That's a true story. You're going to have to ask him. Back to you, Skip.
That's 100% true. The neighbors were the Eskies, Clancy and Diane. I hope you guys are listening. I love you, and as you know, I love your children. Friends with them for a long, long time. But they came over for Thanksgiving. We gave them all the mashed potatoes. I went into the fridge that night to try to make seconds, and I cried that we didn't have any mashed potatoes left. In fairness, I was young. I was like 17 or something like that. So I was a child. Still,
as we established, too old to be crying on the floor of the kitchen.
I actually think if I had to guess, I was 13 or something, way too old. Like I joke about it being 17. If you said gun to your head, how old were you? I promise you, I was probably fringe high school or like middle school. I mean, it was it was so unacceptable.
If you're double digits, that's just not acceptable.
Right, exactly. It's probably to this day the last time I like had a fit as a child. Yep. And it was 7 years since the time before that. All right, Danny, third pick. A lot of options here, bro. Because of the way this has gone with gravy and mashed potatoes, a couple of early stunners. You've got the world at your oyster. Is the pick in?
Oh, the pick is in. With the third pick in the 2021 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Day food draft, this was number one on our board, number one in our hearts. The best food there is at Thanksgiving. Stuffing is the selection. Stuffing for Grant. For Danny. That's my name with pick number three.
You had a struggle there at the end of that, but otherwise I think everything was fine. We're going to get some insight on this pick. Stuffing is off the board. I want the report on, you guys had to move up to get stuffing from Adam Schefter, please.
So, boom, they were targeting stuffing all along. A lot of people thought that this group was not going to be satisfied. Danny, who loves carbs so much, was going to have to sit back and get stuck with somebody else's leftovers. They were talking about gravy, talking about cranberry sauce from inside of the actual can of cranberries. But here, they decided it was worth it for them to move from out of the top four up to number three, where they felt good about their board and their ability to land stuffing. And they got their guy. At the end of the day, they're going to be building their meal, their plate, around stuffing.
Danny got his one seed at number three. This draft is going very well for you. You fell right into your lap. Darius, how do you feel having watched the majority of this first round play out so far?
The pick is in. The pick is in.
Are you steamed
we're running
up right
to the
now?
Podium.
Oh, my God.
We're running
You're
to the podium.
You're skipping the Minnesota Vikings, aren't you?
Yes. With the fourth overall pick of the 2021.
It is a lot of words.
The 2021 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving meal draft. Darius chooses mac and cheese.
Damn. Mac and
cheese. You knew
off the board. And here to break down the selection of mac and cheese. A little cross sport. You know, sometimes they'll bring someone in from another sport on the draft coverage. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley is going to talk mac and cheese for us.
Okay, first of all, Kenan, like I say, mac and cheese. Well, I saw Matthew Judon. He played for the Patriots. He said it's just noodles and cheese. And it is, but it's delicious. You put it in the oven. You could smoke it. But the best thing about it is it's carbohydrates with cheese on top. That's a delicious dish. It don't have to be Thanksgiving. You could just give thanks that you get to eat it. Back to you, Ernie.
I'm actually mad at all of us that it went fourth. I don't know who to specifically be upset about. Maybe the guy that picked gravy. But otherwise, I don't know who to really be angry at. So, Darius, you're in a great spot here, buddy.
Great spot here.
You got mac and cheese already on your roster. You're right back on the clock. Is the pick in, or are you guys having a little infighting in the war room?
We are discussing some things here. I mean, we didn't expect for mac and cheese to be on the board at our pick.
How could you?
You just can't predict that. There's just no way. So
I know you got to scurry, but
we're fighting a little bit. Hold on. I think the pick is in.
Wow.
The pick is in. With the fifth overall pick of the 2021 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving food Thanksgiving dinner draft, Darius selects deviled eggs.
Wow!
Oh, man.
Deviled eggs!
Oh, man.
My mind is blown. This is the first. This is like, I don't even remember the guy's name from the Knicks a couple years ago I couldn't pronounce. This is like when someone takes someone and you go, who is that? And you're like scurrying through your notes. You're trying to figure out. By God, that's deviled eggs music, damn it. Danny, deviled eggs in the top five?
Now, that's a little early, but here's what's so smart about it. There's no way it makes it back to him. If you prioritize deviled eggs, in other words, it's position scarcity. We're talking about appies here, right? Or we're talking about something that's going to be before you sit down for the meal. If Darius knows that we have to go through all the gauntlet of Ryan twice, me twice, and you twice to get to deviled eggs, there's no way they get back to him. So maybe a hair early, but not when you're picking where Darius is. So now he's set with mac and cheese, a top two side dish, and he's got himself deviled eggs, probably the one seed of appetizers. I could eat 100. That's very solid there.
Darius, can I ask, if you don't mind, was that the logic that you knew deviled eggs was early, but it's either now or never for you?
Just spot on analysis there by Danny. And part of it is getting mac and cheese, getting a top tier selection there at the fourth overall pick, I think it allows for me to be able to go ahead and dig deep and grab something that probably shouldn't have been drafted where it was, but we're going to definitely value it.
It reminds me of when the Nats took Steven Strasburg one, and they came back and got cute with Drew Storen at number 10, a college closer at Stanford. They already had hit a home run. So now let's get creative here. That's what you did.
It's beautiful. Beautiful how it worked out.
Deviled eggs is your Drew Storen. All right, Danny, you are back on the clock. Are you ready? Is your pick able to be handed in just yet?
The pick isn't.
Oh, boy.
With the, what am I on? This is number six. With the sixth overall pick in the Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Foodstuffs draft, Team Danny selects rolls. Rolls.
That's big.
Going to Team Danny.
That's big right there. With a breakdown on rolls, I don't even, are we allowed to get breakdowns from John Gruden at this point? Is that on or off the table?
I'm not even sure what the rules are, to be honest with you, but tell you something, man. There's a lot of carbs on that plate, man. What he did right there talking Team Danny, he doesn't care about the meat. He doesn't care about your side dishes. He wanted a lot of carbohydrates because it's his day. He's got himself stuffing ground one. Heck of a compliment there. It could be King Soite, could be Parker House Rolls. They're coming out of the oven. There's a lot of butter there, man. He's got himself an excellent situation. It's a lot of carbohydrates. I like the look of this thing. It's a power football team.
I'm already scrambling right now for my next pick. We will continue our Thanksgiving draft, the 2021 version, the second annual. On Grant and Danny next, we need to finish up round two and then speed through rounds three and four. And we'll try to debate. You guys can maybe decide on Twitter when we're all set and done who picked the best team. We're G&D, 3 o'clock. We'll preview all three of the games on Thursday tomorrow for Thanksgiving. John Carlson's with us at 3:25. Deron Payne today at 5 o'clock. And Logan Paulson stops by at 6 right here on The Fan. Tweets coming in at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. People are enjoying the draft and they're providing some great zings here. I will say Ryan's getting eviscerated. Understandably, he took gravy first. And his logic, Danny, in the break, he goes, "You guys don't get gravy on any of the stuff you have now." And I said, "You don't have any of this." His whole point in taking gravy was, "Well, I get to put it on everything." He doesn't. Guess what's not on his plate? If you don't draft it, you don't
any
get it.
Any solid food.
So there's no mashed potatoes. There's no stuffing. There's no mac and cheese. There's no rolls. There's no deviled eggs. And I still got another pick, and I know what he's going to do. He's going to go sweet potato casserole. It's his favorite thing. So I now have to decide, do I want to take sweet potato casserole just to screw him over? Because then his whole draft is a debacle.
Yeah, or, is he going to put gravy on sweet potato casserole like a psychopath?
Hating sweet potato casserole, do I take something that I actually want? That's where I'm at. Real Guy Lorian on Twitter said, "Clearly Darius is in the lead here, but what the hell did Detroit take a fullback one for? Next, he's going to take the long snapper of Thanksgiving as his second pick, cranberry sauce." So funny. Nats in 24 says, "You can't say gravy goes great on A or B when you don't have A or B. It's like saying I drafted Trevor Lawrence so he can throw to Kyle Pitts and Devontae Smith. They're not there anymore." Oh, that's so funny. And our guy, Dominic in Ohio, just put together his Mel Kiper best remaining players list during the break. So his big board reads, and I don't quite agree with his ranking of all gratin potatoes, but he's got them 1, pumpkin pie 2, sweet potato casserole 3. Ryan, I know, is eyeing that sweet potato casserole. Corn, creamed, or cob. Ham, roasted vegetables, deep-fried turkey, apple pie, cranberry sauce, regular roasted turkey. So that's the big board, best available, according to our buddy Dominic Kuiper. All right, so the pick is in for your boy with my second pick and the seventh overall pick here in round two, 2021 G&D Thanksgiving meal draft. I will be taking a little protein. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. I'm going to go ham with my choice to get a little meat on my plate which opens the door, Ryan, for you to take something else that isn't that good. Go for it.
In the 2021 Thanksgiving Day meal draft, the Detroit Clarys are taking creamed corn.
Okay, now you're throwing this
draft. I'm not. I love creamed corn.
Danny, help me. Please.
You put some gravy on it?
I don't even want to be mean to you. I'm not trying to be mean to you.
You put gravy on everything.
Listen, creamed corn is very good, but now?
Yes. Now?
Ryan, yes. You could have taken creamed corn as a street free agent after the draft.
No.
No one's drafting it.
It's one of my favorite dishes. It's one of my favorite dishes. Detroit loves it. In fact,
it's
I have my next pick
available
right now. In the 2021 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving meal draft, the Detroit Clarys select pumpkin pie.
Wow. So you skipped over your beloved sweet potato casserole.
I thought they'd fall to me. I thought that would fall to me.
Maybe I just tried to plant a seed to your guy's head. Maybe I don't like it.
So you think pumpkin pie was a good value grab there, Danny?
So pumpkin pie is the definitive dessert for Thanksgiving. And because, you know, you finish your Halloween season, pumpkins get ripe, they turn into pie, and it's just wonderful. It's filled with joy. You put a little whipped cream on there, and you're in heaven. I was hoping it would come back to me in round three. That's typically where your desserts are going to go. Ryan sprung to it, though. He started the positional run on desserts.
All right, I'm in. I'm good to go. Let's go. We're going back-to-back meets here with my third pick and with whatever pick this is in the 2021 G&D Thanksgiving Meal Draft. I will be taking fried turkey. I'll be going with dark meat turkey. Now, Danny sleeps a little bit. He's going to say it's a terrible pick. But this is delicious, wonderful turkey. I've now got mashed potatoes and two meats. Let's go. I'm sure that's not a good meal. Danny, you've got stuffing, you've got rolls. What are you adding to your plate?
We'd like to welcome cornbread to the team. Welcome cornbread, a third carb to go with my entire carb lineup. We're going to get physical. We're coming downhill. We're going to have to loosen our pantaloons.
You got two breads? Three breads, really. So you have stuffing, rolls, and cornbread. That's your whole plate?
That's the plate so far.
Are you going to get anything that's not like those things at some point?
I've got another bread that's waiting in the queue. Just hoping it falls to me.
Okay. Darius will decide that. Darius.
All right. With the 12th overall pick in the Thanksgiving Day draft, Darius will select roasted turkey. We will take roasted white meat turkey.
Danny, how do we feel about this?
It's certainly a pick. I mean, to me, it's something you have to do out of obligation because everyone works so hard on it. But to me, it's just a gravy or cranberry vehicle delivery system.
So the third round in order here was pumpkin pie, which is, to this point, the only dessert that's been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I then went with fried turkey. Danny goes cornbread. And Darius went roasted turkey.
All right, next pick is in. We are going to select... we're going to select croissant rolls. Croissant rolls.
Ooh, I think that's actually a really good pick, Darius.
Smart pick there.
So Darius's plate is complete. That's the first plate that's fully put together here. Mac and cheese, deviled eggs, turkey, and croissant rolls. That's a damn good plate, Darius.
Well, of course it is.
Super impressed.
Thank you. Just my first draft.
You got meat, you got some bread, and you went with two excellent sides.
I mean, the best sides on the table.
Kind of a formulaic, well-built team. We'll finish up our draft, make it short top of the hour, and then we're going to preview all three games that are being played tomorrow on Thanksgiving. We're Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.